There was a businessman who had an aggressive attitude. He used to scold his employees. One day, he called one of his workers and said, "I've been ringing bell from long time. Where have you been?"
"Sir,
what are you saying, sir, sir, sir? Where did you go?"
"Sir, actually..."
"Why do you keep saying, sir, sir, sir? Take this file. Go and give it to accounts department, and I need this back within 2 days."
"Right, sir."
"Again, sir, sir? Go now. Why are you still standing here?"
"Yes, sir. I'm going."
"Can you leave now?"
After all this embarrassment, he came out of the office and went to accounts department and threw the file on the table and said to the employee,
"What are you looking at me? I need this work done within 2 days."
Actually paperwork, sir."
"What paperwork you're talking about?"
"Sir, sir, those papers..."
"Whatever papers are needed, do them, sort them out."
"All right, sir, it will be done."
"When will it be done? You haven't touched the file yet. I need it within 2 days, all right?"
"Okay, fine, sir."
Now this chief accountant took the file and rang the bell.
His assistant came. "For how long I've been ringing? Where have you been? Were you drinking tea? Take this file."
"Sure, sir."
"Pick this up. You have to complete this within 2 days."
"Okay, sir, I'm taking it."
"Can you pick the file, go and start working? Go and don't forget the deadline."
Lazy, sluggish.
He went outside and then he rang the bell.
It took a little while. "Where were you lost?"
Actually, sir."
"What are you saying, sir, sir? Where were you?"
"Sir, actually, I received a call. You know, I always go to pick up my child. Shall I go?"
"What are you talking about, picking a child up?"
"Sir, I go every day."
"Are you gone mad? Focus on your work. There's no need of going today. It's very important work and we have to finish it."
"Sir, please give me permission."
"Not allowed. Go and work now."
Lazy and sluggish people. He came out and made a phone call to make arrangements for the pickup of his child. Now this stressed employee went home and rang the bell. Door was opened and he went inside. Child rushed to welcome his dad.
"Daddy!"
Father told of the child.
"Go away. Can't you see I'm too tired and coming from work? Go away."
The embarrassed child went quietly in another room and he saw a cat. The child kicked the cat and cat died. This is an account mentioned. Now question is, who killed the cat? That child or that businessman? This culture exists in our society. This starts from top and travels up to bottom. If attitude is good at top level, then definitely it will reflect at bottom. If you're aggressive with somebody, then he may show his aggression somewhere else. And if you behave good to somebody, he will be good elsewhere. I've just given you an example of an office, but actually this is the story of many houses. And there are many organizations and settings which have such kind of organizational behavior. You know, some managers and supervisors, they've got their own attitude and behavior to deal with workers. If their attitude is not right, then it will reflect all the way down to the bottom level. If you will smile and be good to others, do not hurt their feelings, and create a pleasant environment, you will yourself feel productive and pleasant working environment.